It's Monday, October 21st, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Brexit's effect on tech. Oracle co-CEO Mark Hurd dies at 62. LinkedIn has a new events feature. And Yahoo Groups is shutting down. This is the Business of Tech. As the weekend did not deliver a definitive answer for Brexit, it's worth examining the uncertainty in the UK and EU markets. ZDNet has some great interviews around how tech is handling it. Nearly half of exports from the UK's digital sector go to the EU. According to KPMG, a no-deal Brexit would see the economy contract by 1.5% next year, while reaching a deal with Europe could see the economy grow by 1.5%. Strategies covered in the piece include moving offices and development from the UK to other EU countries or viewing the move as a Brexit tax. Other organizations are taking the approach of investing less in the UK and moving those investments elsewhere in Europe rather than moving staff entirely. Talent is cited multiple times as a concern, noting how London has a diverse workforce to pull from, unique across Europe. Quoting the article, "Before the referendum in June 2016, a poll of the UK's tech executives found that 70% wanted to stay in Europe. Top among their worries were the ability to recruit the staff they need from Europe, concerns over data flows, and fears about investment." And last month, 7 out of 10 tech execs surveyed by industry group Tech UK said a no-deal exit would have a negative impact on their business in August 2019, compared with 69% in December 2018, suggesting that despite companies having another 9 months to get prepared, they are no happier about the idea. Oracle co-CEO Mark Hurd has died at the age of 62. Just over a month ago, he took a leave from the company for health-related reasons. Oracle did not elaborate on the details of his death at the time of his leave, and no details were provided on the circumstances of his death on Friday. From CRN, quote, "Hurd was brought on by Oracle in 2010 to serve as president after he had resigned from Hewlett-Packard following a sexual harassment investigation at that company, in which Hurd was found in violation of HP's standards of business conduct, though not its sexual harassment policy." Hurd became Oracle's CEO in 2014 after Larry Ellison stepped down from that position and created a dual CEO role with both Hurd and Safra Catz at the helm. Ellison is currently the vendor's chairman and chief technology officer. LinkedIn has announced a new events hub to plan in-person events. It started rolling out first to English-speaking countries on October 17th and plans to move to non-English markets soon after that. Features include planning, announcing, and inviting people to meetups. This feature is also notable as it is the first major global feature to be built out of the company's R&D office in Bangalore, India. The events hub also includes security features to report and block suspicious events and AI algorithms to check and screen for bad actors and bogus content, which are sent to human reviewers. Why do we care? LinkedIn is attempting to do for business events what Facebook did for non-work events. This is also a significant new feature since Microsoft acquired the company in 2016. This seems like a feature it should likely have had before, but it does now open new marketing opportunities that are worth noting. Yahoo Groups is shutting down. Yahoo has announced that the groups portion of its website will close in a two-phase process, the result of which is that it will effectively disappear. The ability to post new content will be deactivated on October 28th, and all previously posted material will be deleted on December 14th. Users can still connect to their groups via email, but the site will be vacant. Several groups related to IT services have used Yahoo Groups for a number of years, and those communities will be affected. Users have taken to forums like Reddit to find ways to archive content. Lifehacker has an article on getting information from Yahoo Groups, which is included in the show notes. Why do we care? One of the formulative groups for managed services is a Yahoo group, and it is certainly a moment to note the loss of a resource. If you believe that simply by posting something to the internet it will last forever, these shutdowns are proving that's not entirely the case. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa-enabled devices, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.